and welcome to the second episode of the Unmasked Podcast. Welcome, welcome in, everybody. Today is going to be a very pog episode because I have the very pog Fivey live. Welcome in, Fivey.
Hi.
Second episode? Why am I the second episode? I'm not hyped enough to be in the first 20.
Yes, you are. You are very hype. Very pog.
If you say so.
You got this, homie. You got this. Okay.
We'll see.
First question for you. When and why did you start your, or did you start creating content?
Well, I guess the main reason I actually started is because I was bored, but I've always kind of thought of doing content creation. I started back 1st of March last year, 2021. It was just like boredom strike. I had nothing to do. I was like, OBS, go live. I had absolutely nothing. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I just straight up went go live. And ever since then, I guess, kind of escalated a little bit. So that's fun.
Oh yeah, that's grand. Just like no plan. Let's see where things go. That is a very good way to go about it sometimes. How did you come up with your name? Like, how did you come up with like Fivey or Fivey Live?
I was 9 years old. That's pretty much all I can say. It used to be Fivey Dragon, and yep, I was 9 years old. I had an Xbox. I was one of those guys.
Oh, so it was your like Xbox user before?
That's where it originally came from, and then it pretty much just came everything, and then I changed it from 5e Dragon to 5e Live after the endless Dragon D's nuts across your face jokes.
Oh my god.
I got it a lot more than you probably think. So I was just like, I wanted to make it just like 5e, but unfortunately Twitch don't listen to me, and they just kept on sending automated emails back to me. I kept on asking, hey, I see this person isn't really active, could you check on that and maybe, you know, help me out here? I'm trying to, you know, push for partner, like sweeten the deal. But no.
Oh wait, so someone else had the name? It didn't sweeten anything.
The worst part is the way they have their name is capital F, Y, V, I, and then capital E. Why do they have the capital E? I don't understand. Like, if you go on twitch.tv/5e, it'll have the capital E. I don't...
Oh.
It baffles me.
That's really interesting.
Huh. Why they chose to go down that route, I have no idea.
Why they chose the actions in their life that they did, we will never know. We will never know. That was actually something that I was going to bring up later, but I'll bring it up now. So you recently went through a rebranding process.
Oh, yes.
Was that why you rebranded from 5e Dragon?
Well, it wasn't a complete, like, reason. I was 9. I never really liked dragons. I don't know why I put dragon in my name. So, yeah, that kind of happened. And then, I decided to go for the whole rebrand because if I was changing the name from 5e Dragon and still keeping all the dragon related stuff, then it'd be a bit strange. But I think the rebrand came out well. The main reason for the emotes changing, because technically I could have kept them because they were just my MC character. Main reason for that is because it's in case I ever get bored of Minecraft and I'm like, you know, Minecraft ain't for me. I want to go and become a GTA streamer, a Call of Duty, I don't know, a whatever else streamer. It means I'm not still tied to Minecraft in a way.
Yeah.
So it works. It works out.
Yeah, that definitely works. That's actually like a really smart way to go about doing it. Because like, especially like, people can get bored of the games that they're streaming. Mm-hmm. And like, especially like with rebranding, that might not just mean like rebranding all of your like graphics or like emotes and other things like that. It can be just completely changing up what kind of content you're doing. That was a really smart way to go about it.
Okay. At that moment when I was getting the whole rebranding done, it was partially, I was feeling bored in Minecraft. Obviously, I didn't think I was going to get rid of Minecraft out of my content, but I wanted to distance myself because of that feeling. And that's mainly the reason why I went on the whole two weeks of just pure LEGO Star Wars, which, good game, I won't lie.
I've been hearing that a lot LEGO of good Star things Wars, about good it.
Always good. And also the new Undertale playthrough, which, sans. Love you, buddy, but you're a pain in the ass.
Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. That's really cool, though. What led you to going with more of, like, a fox theme?
It's my favorite animal. It's been my favorite animal since God knows how long. I've always enjoyed foxes.
Very pog, very pog. It is a very clean and very nice looking, like...
Oh, it is.
...character.
Oh, it really is. I'm so happy.
Yay! That's good. That is very good. Let me ask you another question. What is your favorite part about content creation? Or what has been, like, something that's been your favorite? Or it could be, like, even if it's something that's, like, changed, what is something that's been your favorite at the moment? Or anything in that realm?
I mean, just overall the community. Not to get sappy, but, like, genuinely just building the community that I have and stuff like that. Getting involved with them more. Been absolutely brilliant. Because when I first started, I initially was like, okay, if I want to pursue this, I want to have a community of 50 followers. And just slightly overpassed that. And here we are today. I have an amazing, wonderful community that I appreciate and they appreciate me. Aww. And yeah.
Your community is very, very welcoming and very, like, kind and pog, I will say.
They do be.
They do in fact be very, very pog, very, very kind. On kind of like the opposite opposite side of the coin, what have been some obstacles or things that have kind of like come up throughout your journey as a content creator?
I mean, no obstacles per se. Nothing's really gotten in the way. Just those few bad eggs coming in and trying to ruin the fun. We all know them people.
Yeah.
I probably read off a few of my unban requests and... Oh boy, that'd be toxic.
Oh gosh. Unban requests. They can be very interesting. They can be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I had... not long ago, someone coming into my stream, and I haven't seen them since, like, the start of my, like, journey, pretty much. They were in pretty early, and then all of a sudden, like, a week ago, they came in and said something along the lines of, like, I'm a horrible person, and how dare I,
What?
I don't know how you have a platform, you bad thing, and say racial slurs, and it's like,
what the
where
fuck?
Is this coming from? Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
it's like,
who the fuck
okay,
is this
I
guy?
I haven't seen you in like a year, and you come out with this, and you're just like, okay, bye-bye, buddy. You're never to be seen here again.
Bye-bye, bud.
They did that like... I gave them a shot because I was hoping it was just going to be a troll. And I, like, timed them out. And then I was like, okay, it's fine. They'll either leave or they'll come back, hopefully change person. Nope, ban them. And then they said pretty much the exact same thing. But I think a little bit worse in the unban request. And then, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Everyone's got those people, right? It's just me.
No. Everybody definitely has their fair share of, like, people, like, bad eggs, or just, like, someone that randomly comes into chat and is just like, I'm gonna be a nuisance, and then ends up being banned, and is like, why was I banned? And it's like, the fact that you don't know is the reason why you're banned.
The people that try and use the excuse, oh, my brother took my controller and typed it out.
Oh my god, yeah.
I literally had someone say in an unban request saying, my sister pushed me off of my chair and typed that out while I was trying to, like, get back to it or whatever. And it's just like,
Like, come on. Come up with something better than that.
Or the even worse one is like saying, oh, my person in family got such and such disease or something like that. I was upset. Like, that's not a good enough excuse.
That's not an excuse. That's not a good excuse. Oh, God.
Like, even if it's true and stuff like that,
it's like, don't take out, like, the internet is not a place to take out frustrations on other people.
Yeah. Some people be wildin'.
People be wildin', my guy. It's crazy. Oh, gosh. What has been, like, or when it comes to people that come into your chat, and it's just like, oh, this person, this is gonna be in a nuisance. Like, what, this is not great. What is, like, internally, what is your process to kind of go about, like, kind of dealing with the situation, or, like, making sure that things still stay chill in chat, and kind of, like, keeping the peace, while also, like, taking care of things that might not be so great. I know a lot of people, like, in the moments when there's, like, either a hate raid, or like a group of people, or even just one person that comes in and really just messes everything up, or is just an absolute pain in the ass, it can be very overwhelming. It can be extremely overwhelming, especially if, like, someone's never dealt with it before. What have been kind of, like, your processes to kind of, like, go through stuff like that?
I mean, person like me, not much, and I don't want to say, I won't lie. I do have a great mod. His name's Ethan, and literally just, if anyone starts becoming a pain, ban, gone.
Banhammer,
never to be
whack!
Seen again.
Mods are such a huge help.
Oh, yes. Anything starts up, and you can just tell it's going to go into this huge, massive thing, they're already gone because of him.
We love our mod team.
Oh, yes. 100%. I kind of just... Whenever... I've had a couple hate raids come in before, and I've kind of just, like, brushed it off. Just put it in sub-only mode, turned off my alerts, kept on going with the stream. Pretty much about it.
That's fair. And, like, sometimes that's kind of the best thing that you can do, because it's, like, if... Yeah. Like, as long as you can keep streaming, then that's fair.
Yeah, just sort out the follow bots after the stream, and
it's a pain in the ass.
It's not too difficult.
Well, it's not difficult at all. It's just the fact that, like, that's just the thing with me, is that, like, the fact that it's like I have to, like, go in and do it. It happens, and I'm not gonna let it stop me from streaming. But it's just like, come on, what is the point of this? You're not gonna stop me from doing what I love. It's basically just a waste of money or waste of time. So, like, you're the only person that you're hurting here is yourself. So, Befty, what are you doing?
It's really a joke on them, because they're just spending the dollars to do it, and yet it does nothing to me.
Exactly! It's just like, it's kind of just like if there's, like, a mosquito on your shoulder or something, you're like, oh, and then you just flick it off. It's like, problem solved. Problem solved.
Pretty much.
I do have another question for you, if you are...
Of course.
Okay. What have been some things that have surprised you about content creation once you started getting more into it, or once, like, if you started, like, putting more and more time into it, or what have been some things that have, like, maybe popped up that you're like, oh, shit, that's the thing I gotta deal with? What are some things?
Having people constantly tell me to post on other social medias because I'm lazy and don't know what to do. I have put 2 YouTube videos out, and one was a application for MCC Rising.
Hey, it's content
that
though.
That was a cringe. It was a cringe fest. Like, I did all of, like, the editing and, like, voiceovers for it. All of my team did was, like, do their little introductions. Apart from their little introductions, everything was cringe.
Oh.
It was bad.
Oh, no.
It was real bad.
No, Fivey. I'm sure it was Pog.
And then even worse was the second video. It was, what do you call it? A 20-minute Bed Wars experience. Most of it was just random sounds. People have constantly said, hey, it's at 169 views. Hey. Sorry. People
just checking on it, just like, oh, hey, that's pretty bug.
People have said, yeah, watch it in 2x speed. It's hilarious. People have done that many a times. I think that's where most of the other, like, maybe 120 other views came from.
Just people watching just it on loop in 2x speed.
Probably.
Oh my gosh. That would be a really funny, like, kind of video to put out, or like types of videos to put out. It's just like, like 2x speed, like sounds or just like clips of really random happenings, but just like a lot faster than they're supposed to be.
I have found my calling. All my videos are in 2x speed.
Yes, Spivey!
4x speed.
Oh my god, yes.
I just need to play more bad words and be absolutely dog doo-doo at it.
Oh gosh, I am with you there. I am awful at PvP. It is same. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Can't do it.
No. Hey, Fivey, you want to play some Bed Wars sometime?
I mean...
Oh gosh.
Can't be worse than just me on my own.
Oh boy. I do like duos. Duos can be pretty fun. Even if not great at it.
I've played duos once. That's it.
That's fair. That's totally fair. That is definitely, definitely fair. So today you streamed. Am I correct?
We're not bringing that up, are we?
Well, okay. The thing I wanted to bring up is kind of like a two-part question. You had a stream today where you were in the process of building a new PC.
Yeah.
And what I want to bring up with it is, in terms of streaming and tech, what was your process kind of like in terms of getting the equipment that you have, going about finding new equipment, or just kind of anything in terms of like the technical side of streaming? Because there are a lot of people who put out videos on YouTube that are like, oh, this is like top 5 microphones, top 5 like cameras that you should get if you're a streamer, and other kinds of things like that. And I know that a lot of people that are just starting out, they may not have the funds or the means necessary to be able to get like the best quality gear out there. So I want to kind of go from that angle and ask, what was your process or your experience in terms of getting equipment, getting technology, process of upgrading any technology or gear that you had, and kind of talk about the technical aspect of it.
Oh boy. Well, I can't say much for microphones or mixers because I don't know why. I was always like, I want to kind of do content creation, so I'm going to get a good microphone and maybe a good mixer. And I kind of just went for the best of the best and maybe spent... I didn't spend too much, actually. I got good deals. But I got the Shure SM7B and Go XLR.
Okay.
So I've literally got, like, obviously not the best of the best, but I've got pretty, pretty damn good.
Right, like, right good there. Quality.
Yeah. And then like, I've got the hunk of junk that I've had for 6-7 years that is dying on me, my PC.
Oh, no.
That's why I needed the new one, but no.
Oh, no.
Not today.
But tomorrow, maybe.
Tomorrow?
Potentially, oh, question
maybe.
Mark.
Fingers crossed.
For audio listeners out there, are you okay with me sharing this? Just to give a bit of context.
Sure.
The power supply, or no, not the power supply, the CPU nope. cooler?
Mm-hmm.
CPU cooler was a bit too big for the PC build that 5e is building right now. But other than that, the PC itself is an absolute beast. It is an
My
absolute
defense,
beast.
It said that it would fit, and it came out bigger than it was supposed to be.
They lied!
They did. It was supposed to be 360, which would have fit, but no, it was 394.
No. Oh, gosh.
A pain.
Very much a pain. I do have a question for you, because you brought up the mixer. What do you use your mixer for?
What?
That's fair. Oh, God.
I can control my mic volume, my music, my voice chat, and all the other system sounds. Or I can be funny, haha, robot.
Oh, whoa! He's the tech guy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're GLaDOS.
I can also censor myself, which I never do.
That's something else. Fair. Were those bubbles?
Does that sound like bubbles?
Kind of?
It's supposed to be just like the classic beep that they put over swear words in like TV shows.
Oh, it might be cutting out through my Discord, but I'm not entirely sure.
Come well through my mic. Probably what it is.
Potentially. So you said that you have your music going through it too. So are you able to like split your music from your VOD so that like there's no background music on the VOD? Or do, like,
no.
Is it still okay? You're just able
it's
to control the
basically,
volume or the level, I
yeah.
should say.
I can basically put it through that and people in stream will hear it. Or I can take it away from that and only I'll be able to hear it.
Oh,
so technically, okay. I could take it away from the VOD, but then also no one else would be able to hear it apart from me.
That's fair. Okay, gotcha. Because I know of some people on Twitch that they're able to have their like background music play to their stream so that their audience can hear it, but when it comes to the VOD, the music isn't on the VOD at all. So it's like they can
just
play.
OBS.
Oh, gotcha. Because like I know some people do that as a way to escape DMCA stuff, like DMCA like claims and other like strikes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if that was the way that you went with it as well.
No, I just play DMCA free music.
Hey, Spotify playlists, baby.
Let's go.
Oh gosh. On the topic of like DMCA free and other things of that nature, are there any things that you wish Twitch had or like implemented a bit better in terms of like resources for streamers or kind of like things that they have currently set up that work but maybe not the best? Or is there something that you wish that like Twitch would add to kind of make things better for streamers?
Well, one, I wish they just didn't implement this in the first place, but I guess they kind of have to. It's not their fault.
Oh, DMCA.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of got sued.
Yeah. It's painful, but you just got to deal with it.
And there's ways to work around it.
True, but it's annoying when you barely play any DMCA music and you do it for a bit and then you immediately get copyright striked.
Oof.
That happened to me.
Oh no!
I have
no.
a DMCA strike.
Oh no, 5
Two more and I'm out.
Oh no!
I did it for a bit and it bit me.
Oh no! I did it for the bit and the bit me back. You did it for the really funny.
Aw,
come
didn't
on,
work in my
Twitch.
Favor.
That's a bit of a pain. That's a bit
it's
of pain.
Fine. It's fine.
Oh gosh, is there any other like things that you wish Twitch had like apart from like DMCA stuff, like anything that they had for like audiences or like different ways for people to interact or different tools like on the streamer side of things or like maybe moderator side?
I want them to actually come out with the artist badge.
Ooh.
Like they've been saying that for a while, but they've just not done it yet.
That's something they've talked about?
Yeah. There is in talks and should be coming out the artist badge, but they just haven't done it yet for whatever reason.
So is that for like people that are specifically like artists for people's channels?
Yeah, so like I can give it out to, I don't know if there's a limit, but I can give it out to the artist on my channel or you can give it to the artist on your channel, whatever, how it works.
Okay.
Well, it's supposed to be.
Would it be able to give the people with that badge certain access to any like VODs or like be able to download VODs or anything of that nature to be able to like for them to do different kinds of things?
I mean, technically anyone can download your VODs.
Well, that's true. I guess I shouldn't have phrased it that way.
Yeah. But I don't think they have anything special. It's just a badge.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what color it's supposed to be yet.
Oh, actually, let me God damn it, Twitch. I didn't even know that that was a thing, that people were supposed to, like...
It's been in talks for a while. A long while.
I think I found an image of it. Oh, that's just for emote artists, though. And this is also a tweet, so I don't know how accurate this is. But it looks like a blue square, kind of like the VIP or the moderator badge, but it's blue with a paintbrush.
Okay.
That's what I found, but I don't know how accurate it is.
Well, I guess we'll wait and see if it ever comes out.
That is true. That is true. One thing that I think might be kind of cool for like them to add as kind of like another like role, I guess, within like a streamer's Twitch is... like they have an editor role, but that's typically just for people to be able to change the settings of your stream in terms of like title, tags, notifications, I think. I wish that they had another one for like people's video editors, so that like they could be able to go in and like be able to download a VOD like you as the streamer could download it from your video producer. And I know that like anybody can download a VOD like with certain apps or other things like that, but like I wish that there was a way for people to be able to also download it directly from like the video producer, so that way like if someone has a video editor or like someone that makes TikToks from their VODs that they've hired, then they just have like such an easy access instead of the streamer having to download it and then send it to them. Unless there's like another way for people to download it that I just don't know of or I'm missing, I think that might be a really cool like role that they could add.
That'd be quite cool. Another one that would be really good is like instead of just moderator, an admin.
Ooh, what would an
they
admin
could actually like mods people, like make people mods or make people VIP, which annoys me. I don't know why mods can't make people VIPs.
I didn't realize they couldn't do that.
No, because I asked one of them like 6 months ago, oh, could you make this person VIP? Because they like redeemed it or whatever. And they were like, no, I can't do that. I don't have the facilities.
I don't have the facilities. I do not have the resources to do this.
Oh, I was like,
no.
Oh, well, rip.
I get with like making people like having other mods do like slash mod, that might be a little wonky. Although I do have one of my mods that wants VIP so bad that they unmod themselves in chat to be able to try to get me to have them as VIP, and I'm like, no, dude. And so I have to do slash mod every time. It's more of a running gag at this point, but it's, and like the fact that mods can unmod themselves, it's like, what if they do that on accident?
VIPs can un-VIP themselves.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. What the fuck?
I had a day where my entire chat just all went against me. Un-VIP'd themselves, unmodded themselves, and I'm just like, what the heck?
What the? Your chat rebelled against you.
Literally, yeah.
Why? Was it like a giant prank? Were they all in cahoots about it before?
I have no idea what happened. I was just like, my gosh. I want to un-VIP myself, one person said. And then they were like, oh, wait, I can do it. Did it. And then someone else was like, oh, wait, I'm going to do that too. And it just went down the line.
Oh, no. Oh, that is such an unfortunate series of events.
Well, I will too say I have someone that continuously unmods themselves. And I think we may have the same person, possibly.
I'm not sure. I don't
maybe
know.
Not.
Maybe not. Maybe not. We'll confide and we'll ask each other after.
Okay.
I'm curious. Is this a common thing for like everybody to like on their mod team to have one mod that's just like, no, I want VIP. Give me VIP, and unmods themselves?
Then again, mine just wants to get rid of every badge.
Oh, so that's their goal. Okay.
I guess
that's fair.
Don't want to be mod or VIP.
Ah, no badge, just clean slate, clean username.
Yeah.
I see. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
One thing that I do want to talk about, because when people think content creators, or they think specifically Twitch content creators, they specifically talk about Twitch and Twitch alone, which completely fair. That is like the main platform that a streamer uses, or they could use YouTube or what other kind of streaming platform or social media that they stream on. But one thing that I do want to talk about is Discord in conjunction with streaming, in a sense. So I wanted to get your thoughts on how important do you think it is it for someone to have a Discord server as a streamer?
I'd say pretty important, because obviously you're not live 100% of the time, so you can't exactly talk to your community 100% of the time. Whereas on like YouTube, you're posting a video, people will comment, you can reply back or like those comments at any time of the day, which is the only platform that you cannot be active on 100% of the time.
That is fair.
It's always nice having that extra place to talk to your community, get more in touch with them, and maybe do some extra little fun things in addition, like movie nights or private streams that you wouldn't normally do.
Right. Or like other, like, say, podcasts or like Q&As and other kinds of things. I definitely think... A part of me thinks that people underestimate how important Discord servers can be, or like how much you are actually able to do with them. And so that's why I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Because like that's one thing that I haven't really heard people talk too much about in terms of like YouTube videos about like streaming or other kinds of things like that. Or really, they kind of like talk about mainly how to stream, and it's like not how to build a community. Because having a community is probably one of the most important things when it comes to creating content, regardless if you're a streamer, if you're a YouTuber, if you're on TikTok. I don't know if people on TikTok would really have a Discord as much, but I mean, they could if they wanted to. I just think that like being able to have Discord can act as a place to kind of make your community a more cohesive whole, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because like it's one place where no matter what, people are on it. You can say hey to people, you can check in, and like it's a direct way for people to get in contact to you more than it would be through Twitch or YouTube. And it's kind of like a 7-Eleven. I don't know if that's the right way for me to explain it, but it's kind of like a place where there's always people on, I guess, like because of their time zones.
Fair. Yes.
I don't know.
I don't know where 7-Eleven came into that, but yes.
7-Elevens are typically like, aren't they typically like 24-hour gas stations? Or like, aren't they typically open 24 hours?
We don't have those.
I'm sorry, 5EO, no!
We don't have any of these things.
I'm sorry,
I know what a 7-Eleven is, but I was like, where does this come into this?
Oh, I use really weird analogies at times. I'm Googling if 7-Eleven is open 24/7. Not if, is 7-Eleven open 24/7?
It'd be good if it was open 7 days a week, 11 hours a day.
What?
There you go. Okay, cool.
I got it now. That'd be really funny. That'd be super funny. Okay, they are 24-hour stores. I was trying to type, so then I was like, I'm sorry, wait, what? It took my brain a second to process what you had said.
Oh, don't worry, my brain can't do two things at once.
Hey!
I'm bad for that.
My brain pressures me to do like 5 things at once, but then it's like, I don't know how to do any of these at once.
Mood.
That's kind of like, I love streaming, but sometimes it's super easy for my brain to get overwhelmed because there's like 4 different things happening at once, and my brain internally is just like, but it's fine.
I get overwhelmed, it's either I get overwhelmed or I get too focused in the game, and then I'm like, oh wait, I'm streaming. I'm supposed to be reading chat. I'm just sitting there quiet for like half an hour, and I'm like, oops. Well, oops. There goes my viewership.
Oh, no. I mean, people like vibing. People like just vibing. Never underestimate the power of the vibes.
Yeah, fair. Valid.
Valid is the best of the moon. One thing that I did want to bring up earlier, but I forgot just because my brain was like, this thing, and then this thing, and then this thing. So you said that when you were in the process of rebranding, you were in kind of like a slump a little bit with Minecraft. What other games have you kind of, or like, what other games have you like branched out to? You already mentioned Lego Star Wars and Undertale, but are there any other games that you have in mind that you want to like branch out toward playing, or are there any like multiplayer games that you want to try to like play with other people, or anything that you want to try to make like a staple like of content on your channel?
I feel like Minecraft's always going to be the big one, but
that's
it would
fair.
Be the main reason I'm also getting a very beastly new PC is because I do want to play more games, and I want to play them without lagging and also while streaming, which means I do need kind of beefy stuff. I hope to do some more stuff, but it's always going to be around Minecraft. I mean, I've done plenty of stuff in the past, and I do want to do a lot of stuff in, I've got, I don't know if you know, the upcoming subathon in, like, the end of July.
Not know about that. Would you like to plug your subathon right now?
Well, it's not going to be for a while. It's going to be end of July.
That's fair.
I mean, let me look at the dates. I never remember.
That is a mood.
Either starting 24th, 25th, and it'll be capped until the 7th of August.
Oh, so wow.
Two-week capped.
That is insane.
I don't think I'll make, like, 3 days. I don't think it'll go past that. I don't think I'll get a lot of subs.
I've talked with a lot of people recently who have, like, been doing subathons or have had other events, and, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I don't think it's really gonna, like, get to that much. And I think it's super funny because they say that and then the thing actually happens and it's like, it's more than what they had expected, and they're like, oh shit! And I'm like, knew it. Oh gosh. I mean, never underestimate the power of your community.
True.
They are some crazy motherfuckers.
Yeah. I have a couple people that are just, they've got a bit too hard. I must say they eat too much. How much is it again? It's like, they've both got around about 800 subs. it's insane.
Oh my god.
Like for being a fairly small content creator, let me pull up my stats. Hold on. Like for being a fairly small content creator and only be doing this for just under a year and 2 months, my PC is going very slow, so this is actually proving a lot more difficult than I expected.
Oh, wait.
I
have your channel up. What is the info you're looking for?
Nope, it's not on that. It's private. Never mind.
Oh, it's okay. No. I get what you mean.
Where is it? Subscriptions. Oh, my. I've had, over the past year in just under 2 months, 3,000 subs. What?
Oh my god, I love the fact that, like, you're just discovering these things. Hey, the Unmasked Podcast, a place where you discover what the fuck is actually going on.
I mean, I've streamed nearly 2,100 hours, so that kind of makes sense.
It does make sense. 2,100 hours?
Yeah.
Damn. Wait, where do you see that again?
If you go on your channel analytics and you can set like time period that you want to put it to. I've got mine from my first stream to today.
Gotcha.
Could we do a little comparison of stats?
We could try if I can figure out how to make it work.
I mean, all you need to do is click the little bar in the middle and then just go back to like when you first start streaming.
Oh, wait. Oh, I thought you like picked.
Oh no,
yeah, I have to go back a lot. I actually, you said you started streaming February 2021? Oh no, March 2021?
First, 2021, yeah.
I started streaming February 2021.
Hey.
Yeah, February 7th. That was...
Hey.
Oh wait, hold on. Now I'm gonna pick...
A month before me.
Okay, I'll put it to today. Update. Oh wait, no. That's not hours. Wait. Where did you find the hours?
It's Wait, time streamed.
Oh, I don't have. Oh, got it, got it.
You
Oh,
can click
I forgot
1,000.
that you could change time streamed.
Yeah.
747 hours.
Why
You have.
does everyone have so little?
Yeah.
I've
You're like.
compared this with I've compared this with many people. I've compared this with someone who's been streaming like for 3 years and they only have 1,600 and I have 2,100 in just over a year.
You're
I
like,
feel
get
sad.
good noobs. That's
I guess
Oh
I
my
must have to
God.
say my multiple 24 hours and my 84 hour streams probably haven't exactly helped myself there.
You did an 84-hour stream?
Oh, did you not know that?
No. That sounds
Yeah.
insane.
It was fun. It was good fun. It was like top streams, top five streams. I did a sub goal for a 36-hour stream, and then people were begging me to put it up to a 48-hour, and it was like I think I put it like 50 subs away, and then someone just, no, a couple
Yeeted all
people
of
just
them.
went, yes, yeah, just yeeted all of the subs to me, and I was like, well, looks like I've got to do a 36-hour stream and a 48-hour stream. And I'm like, do it in one, do it in one, do it in. And I was like, oh boy. So I then
Oh, the
did
power of the
84 hours.
chat.
Yeah,
Oh
84
my
hours. I did
God.
it over October. What was it?
Wait, was that this past October?
Yeah, I
Oh my God,
did
I think I remember hearing
a
about
20.
that.
Yeah, I did a. I think started the 25th and no, started the 24th. And then ended on the 27th, I think.
Dang.
It was fun. Played a lot of
That's
horror games.
good. Ooh, horror games. October is the
Yeah.
perfect time for the horror games.
Yeah, dude. It worked out perfectly.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
I did, oh God, I did a charity uncapped subathon charity stream in December. I did it for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, and that was the first charity stream and subathon that I had ever done, but I didn't know that you were supposed to sleep during it. So I streamed for 19 hours straight with basically no break. I didn't realize that it wasn't supposed to happen. We raised $1,000 though, so that was cool.
Hey, Pog.
I slept basically for an entire like 24 hours, and I did it right after having a concussion too. I was like, I don't care for charity. My brain doesn't hurt, it's fine.
That's not good.
I have learned many lessons from that first subathon,
Yeah.
and I am excited to do the next one because if I will sleep this time and I will not have a concussion.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, I need to knock on wood. Please, no more concussions. That was awful.
I will say, I've never done a charity stream, but I felt like I felt guilty the first time I got a Twitch pay or was going to get a Twitch pay with how much money I was getting, and I was like, I don't deserve this. I'm just gonna give this to charity. And I ended up not a lot. I will say I'm very grateful, and not a lot of people can say this and stuff like that, but my first Twitch pay, I was able to give, what was it, 865 away to charity, like
Oh
pounds.
my gosh, Fivey, that is dope.
My
Dude.
community is, they need to stop. Seriously.
That's where you went with it. It's like, my ch community is very awesome. They basically helped me donate $800 to charity. They need to save their money. I say the same thing to my chat all the time. They'll be like, hee hee, yeet! And I'll be like, save your goddamn money. And they never do.
Yeah, it never
It's like,
happens.
it's so kind that people will go out of their way to do this, but at the same time, why? Why?
I just find the realization I have two tier three subs.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
No. Tier 3. The people who tier 3 have to be absolutely nuts. Why would you do that for multiple months at a time? Like, it is so amazing and so generous, but at the same time
That's $25 a month.
yeah. That's more than most, like, Netflix and Hulu subscriptions combined. Actually, it might be around the same, but still.
That's a takeout.
That's what? A takeout!
That's a takeout in one sub?
Oh my god.
Ew.
Ewy, no.
That's stinky.
Wait, no, no. What was the thing you said at the start of the stream? Or not the start of the stream. Oh, God. I mean, what was the thing you said at the start of the podcast? Or, like, right before the podcast? Was it something? Pimples? No.
Oh, simple pimples.
Simple pimples! Okay, never mind. That doesn't work in this case, but...
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't work!
No.
I forgot it, so I was like, oh, I'm trying to learn the thing and become familiar with it. Yeah, I did not use it in the right case. No.
No, you did not.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
It's okay. You'll get there. You'll get there.
I'm learning. I'm learning.
Yeah.
All thanks to 5e Live.
Learning for 5e Live, that is like the worst mistake ever.
Nah, I think it's Pog. I will continue to learn from the great 5e Live.
Just don't complain to me when your grades go down.
Oh, 5e, how old do you think I am?
I have no idea.
Okay. I'm not in school.
That's fine.
I was like,
I dropped out.
No. Same! Oh my god, same!
Oh.
Oh my god, yes. Well, no, but yes. Because, like, I also didn't...
Oh, yeah, we dropped that! Let's go! Yeah, that's something to be excited about.
No, that's not what I meant! But, at this, like, do you enjoy streaming better?
Yes.
Then, there you go. I also enjoy streaming better, because I was paying for a degree that I would never use, so...
lol, you had to pay. Sorry, what?
Why you gotta bring that up, man? Why you gotta do me like that? Why you gotta do us like that?
Because I can. YOLO.
That's fair. That's fair. Oh, God. Oh, God. Here's a lesson from you kids. From me and 5e Live. Drop out of college. Don't drop out of college. Life's wild.
I never have once said to drop out of college.
I said drop out or don't drop out of college. The choice is yours.
I'm just stay clear. This is all Wendell's advice.
No. Do not take real advice. Don't drop out of college. It's a lot of money. Don't follow my lead. Do not follow my lead. Please no. I redact that statement. I plead the fifth.
Just edit it out. It's fine.
Just post edit. Just cut it out.
Exactly.
I might cut it out. No.
Leave the entire thing.
I'm gonna leave it all, and people can see straight. Me regret my words.
Just straight 5 minutes of bleep.
I took a sip of my tea. I just a long ass beep. And it's like people are like, what did they say? You have to subscribe to the podcast to figure out what we truly said.
Let's go.
All right, have free clout. Speaking of free clout, 5e, would you like to shout out any of your socials?
No.
Right. Oh. Okay, I'll do it for you. So 5e, you can find 5e on Twitch and the Twitter. Both are 5e Live. Those are both the handles. It's
totally no.
That's a lie. I looked it up before this. I have it on a Google Doc.
God damn it.
twitch.tv/5elive and twitter.com/5elive. Those are the two places that you can find the main man 5e. We are at the end of time for today, so listeners, audio listeners, video listeners, thank you so much for joining us and tuning in for this episode of the Unmasked Podcast. 5e, any other words you want to say to the party people before we head off?
Stay in school.
Yeah, stay in school. Absolutely. You can find the Unmasked podcast on Podbean, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Samsung Podcasts, iHeartRadio, a bunch of other ones. We do have a Twitter and a website through Podbean. Those are the socials you can find it at. There's also going to be a video on my YouTube channel, Wendell Duke. I was going to say YouTube/Wendell Duke, but I don't know. Wendell Duke on YouTube. There will be a video from a Q&A that 5e and I are going to do in the community Discord after this podcast. Thank you guys so, so, so much for tuning in. You are all the best. Much love to you. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you all later. Say goodbye, 5e. Goodbye.